This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Well, I'm at Dickinson State University today. I'm going to head over to Medora, too, today. Can't be this close to Medora and not pop in. And I know it's not exactly a busy time in Medora yet. But certainly looking forward to, for me, the first time seeing where the plans are, anyway, for the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. I don't think the actual location is set in stone yet. I think they've got a great idea and a great concept for it, but a lot of moving parts to that. And so that work continues, but nonetheless, it is. I just remain very excited about that whole project. I just think the amount of possibilities that holds for taking Medora to the next level and being here. And I really do encourage folks, as I said with Ed O'Keefe last hour, you know, if you want to sort of understand this, plan a trip to one of those presidential libraries. You know, plan a trip and just take it in. And really understand what these presidential libraries and museums are all about. My personal favorite is Ronald Reagan's in Simi Valley, California, just because I love Ronald Reagan. But the George W. Bush Museum 43's in Dallas, actually at SMU, is great. I've been to the College Station one. I've been to Gerald Ford's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Been to JFK's in Boston. I'm trying to remember all those. I've been to Nixon's in Yorba Linda, California. I love them because I love presidents and I love history, and it is just dang cool. It really is. So before you sort of form an idea of what a quote-unquote library is, really encourage you to check that out. So please do that. Ron Ness is here on What's on Your Mind, North Dakota Petroleum Council president, and we're going to talk a little bit about a new study that's out today on economic impact. We're going to talk about an event that is going to be the talk of the oil and gas industry because it's the first major event post-COVID. What do you call that, Todd? You call BC before COVID. What is after COVID? Is it?
That's AC.
Oh, it's after COVID. Okay, AC. Yeah. Post-COVID was my word, but yours is better. I like that. Yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, we're going to do that after you tell me who I'm talking to next. Is somebody waiting to chat here?
We have Linda in Mandan, as a matter of fact. Hi, Linda. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to know if we can get some help outside of the judicial system here. We just have a situation with a couple kids that have been seeing their mother on a visitation thing. It's been back and forth. She's been in and out of jail and in and out of treatment, and we've been partnered, try to help as much as we could. But the last thing that went on, that's gone on, she got out of jail last summer and moved in with a level 3 sex offender. The courts have allowed this. The judges allowed her to be there. And just in the past week, this guy that she's living with has been grooming the little girl. And
why do you think you're not getting? I mean, obviously, everything you're saying leads me to believe that, you know, the lowest person on the totem pole at Human Services would say this is a problem, or at County Human Services. Listen,
we just went through a thing with child advocacy last week, and they talked to her, and the stuff that they told her isn't enough to charge this guy.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you're talking about the little girl?
Yeah, we went through a thing. She went through a whole morning of talking to one of the counselors at child advocacy. The stuff that, and we don't even know how much she told him. She's so nervous. Sure. She's 10. She just turned 10 years old.
Oh, that's not something a 10-year-old should have to do. Here's what I'm going to suggest, Linda, so I understand this a little bit better. If you'd give your information, email and phone number to Daniel, who's our call screener, I will promise to call. I'll call you later today. I'm going to be driving a bus today, and I'll call and get a little more of the story, and we'll see where we can help, okay?
Okay. Oh, gosh, I'd appreciate it so much.
Appreciate
it's a
it.
Nightmare.
Yeah, no, I understand it, and I appreciate it. Hearing your voice. It's not good. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ron Ness is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, welcome back. How are you?
Well, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. I'm a little bit jealous. You're out cruising around Western North Dakota a bit. I think the study that we rolled out yesterday shows that certainly we've taken a punch in terms of North Dakota economy and the oil and gas industry, but we are a strong, resilient industry. And I've got a number here sitting in front of me. Since 2005, we've had a 952% growth in the economic impact of the industry. And the reality is, kind of what we had discussed is that we are, you know, we have transitioned from jobs that follow drilling rigs and transient jobs to jobs that, you know, need people living in the communities. And even though we've been through a tough year, we've still got 1.2 million barrels of oil a day, 3 BCF of gas a day. It takes a lot of people, a lot of inputs to make that happen every single day. So the numbers that came out yesterday, pretty amazing. And, of course, that was tied with a study from the oil and gas producing counties showing that everywhere in the state you can go look at this study and show and see what money is coming to your county, your city, your township. Pretty remarkable. I think over $22 billion since the onset of the Bakken has been distributed across North Dakota.
That is, I don't think you can argue with that being a major force in North Dakota's economy for sure. Now, these are 2019 numbers, and this is a study done by economists. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the fact that they've been doing this for a while. They benchmark the same questions. I mean, this is data that is no easy thing to compile, but walk us through how they came up with all these numbers.
You are correct. This is 2019 data, and they did do a little analysis on, you know, what the pandemic would have meant to the industry, and certainly there was a significant impact. But we've been doing this since 2005, so it was great that we got kind of a pre-Bakken assessment. Then we've done it every 2 years. It takes a long time to gather all of this government and other data. But it's, you know, the oil and gas industry is a $40 billion industry in North Dakota. That's up in 19, up substantially from 17, you know, about $7 billion increase. And that's just a function of the inputs and the activities taking place. About 24,000 direct jobs, 60,000 total jobs as a result of the industry's activities in the state of North Dakota. And the ones that I always think are amazing, it's about 17% of the state's employment, non-farm employment, but about 23% of all wages in the state are paid through the oil and gas industry. So, and of course, I think it's about over 50% of the state tax revenues. I think it was actually 54% of the state tax revenues are derived from oil and gas production taxes alone, Scott. So these are numbers that are extremely important right now as the legislature yesterday rolled out their budget. The new budget for the upcoming biennium, and of course, it was a little more positive because of some of the factors, because of certainly the oil price and some of the oil activity. But I think there's a lot of people across the state that feel the industry is, the oil and gas industry is really, you know, dormant. And as you drive across Western North Dakota, you know that's not true. But certainly we have fewer drilling rigs. Many of those inputs that transient people like to, you know, typically come and go, but the reality is it's just a huge, more mature industry now with more of an economic machine that's happening every day out there, feeding the economy of North Dakota and creating jobs and tax revenues.
Tell me why you think people should care. I mean, if they're outside the industry, if they're not quote-unquote benefiting from it, if they're in the ag world or tech world or, you know, opposite end of the state, why do these numbers matter?
Well, I think as a parent, 60,000 jobs for North Dakotans that they're going to be here for a long, long time. I think that shows that there's a lot of stability, even through some tough economic waters. That's there. Certainly, what it means in the ability to keep our taxes low. Debates going on in the legislature today on what to do with the $7 billion legacy fund earnings from that. Should we be bonding? How should we be distributing that money across the state to North Dakotans? Those things all matter to all of us. Obviously, the ability to fund education at the highest level ever now, utilizing oil tax revenues from the buckets, has decreased our property taxes. But also look at the, you know, looking at the type of schools and the types of education. Talking today about adding a program for career and technical education for young people and their career skills moving forward. So it's really become a great balance, balancing act with agriculture and energy, all the other energy sectors. Our economy is pretty strong, and something certainly that we're always watchful for the headwinds from Washington. But the reality is, I think studies like this show that we're 15 years into the Bakken now. Tremendous number of tax revenues that come back to the state to fund government, but also the programs that fund the other things that are critically important to all of us, water projects, property tax relief, all of those, education. So those are numbers that everybody should sit up and take notice of. But ultimately, I think it's that jobs and it's the state's economy that matters to every business across the state. To have a growing state economy is a good thing.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us today. Questions or comments, welcome. Texter says, Ron, we're still patiently waiting for that well in Adams County. So if you could figure out a way to put oil in Adams County between now and when we come back, that'd be great to give that listener a shot at that. Questions also welcome at 800-228-0550 today on What's On Your Mind. More after this. Don't touch that now.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County, 700 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail and Grand Forks County, 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County, 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County, and 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program of the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. DSU today, back in Fargo tomorrow. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, I believe, is joining us tomorrow. I can't remember if it's him or the governor. We have GovTalk on Thursday, Senator Kevin Cramer on Friday, and we did find out Senator Cramer will be joined by Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller, one of the close advisors to President Donald Trump on two issues: what COVID has done to schools, what COVID has done to education, and how that is being continued under the Biden administration. So that's something to be concerned about. And also, he's going to talk about this unbelievable man-made crisis at the border, man-made by Joe Biden and the Biden administration. And by the way, next week I will be at the border for an update on that. Tommy Fisher is going to join me. We're going to go. We'll walk some of the wall that he built south of McClellan, Texas, and then go down to the border too. So that'll be next week on the program. A lot going on. We look forward to that for sure. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Our friends Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow want you to know they have slippers now. That's right. And if you use the promo code Scott, you save on the slippers. Now, these are really good slippers. They're slip-on. They're moccasin. Ladies, you get some more color choices than the men do, but they're very nice. Black and gray and pink moccasins are really nice. Great gift idea. And you're supporting a patriot who continues to fight for election integrity every single day. Has a new movie out called Church People, too, by the way. That's very good. And a new social media platform coming. The guy doesn't sleep. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay? Or promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or 800-506-9028. Can you help the fellow out in Adams County, Ron Ness, about a well or two there?
Scotty, I got an answer for you. Adams County, there's been an oil or gas well drilled in every county in North Dakota except Trail County. Great piece of trivia. But let's talk about Adams County off this study done by the oil-producing counties, which you can look at ndpetroleumfoundation.org, ndpetroleumfoundation.org. You can look at every county in North Dakota. So Adams County, total, $27 million essentially from the Bakken since 2008. Property tax, $1.6 million. Water, $11 million in water projects, $5 million in education projects. Outdoor Heritage Fund, almost $400,000. Transportation, which is roads and bridges, $6.3 million, others, which would be probably money to the local political subdivisions, $3 million, $27 million. Want to contrast that with Cass County, Scott? $874 million has gone to Cass County in that same period of time. $322 million for water projects, $330 million for education. Pickett County, my home county, Nelson County, about as far from our oil and gas well as you can get, $43 million. Absolutely, this is great data, and great data for citizens, taxpayers, local officials and others. Very, very great information. Just to be able to track.
Yeah, and I know the number previous to this, before this study, the number related to tax paid had the oil and gas industry in North Dakota paying over half the taxes paid in North Dakota. Is that number inching up still? Is that the new study bear that same thing out?
The study actually showed, I believe, 54%, and that's just from production taxes. That doesn't include sales tax, income tax, corporate tax, Scott. So I'll let the tax commissioner estimate what that number would be, but certainly we're paying our fair share. But let's talk about that Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Scott, May 11 to 13 in Bismarck. We are having an event, and we've got a rock star lineup with more great speakers to announce. We've got a large trade show. This is the opportunity to come out and see what's going to happen in the future in the Bakken and in North Dakota's oil and gas industry. Great technologies, entrepreneurs coming from all over. We think it's going to be a good show, Scott. We've got almost 250 exhibitor booths, and the speaker lineup. You saw the speaker lineup. It's a rock star. I don't happen to have Donald Trump or the vice president coming this year, but we have invited the new Secretary of Energy, Senator Hovind has, but we'll have some other good ones that we're going to announce in the next few weeks.
Yeah, stay tuned. That's great. And glad it's on, glad it's happening, and what a wonderful opportunity. Here's what I always encourage people. In every corner of North Dakota, there's great entrepreneurs, there's manufacturers, and this is an industry that has been around a long time, and if you can find a way to design, to build, to offer a product in North Dakota to the oil and gas industry, of course the industry is going to look at that favorably, right? And maybe it's less shipping for the heavier things, whatever. I mean, enormous opportunity for an industry that's obviously not going away with the resource being what it is in the Bakken. Right, Ron?
Well, that was the point of the study, to show that this is a number two oil producing state in the nation, one of the top 10 oil fields in the history of the world. This is here to stay. We're going to go through some bumps and bruises, but it's all happening at a very high level. And at the conference, we're going to be showcasing a lot of these homegrown technology solutions. And in fact, I had a couple folks here from Minot yesterday. Now they've partnered with a manufacturer down in South Dakota, and they're building the latest, greatest technology and a manufacturing firm down in South Dakota. So this is a region-wide opportunity, I think. And we've always seen that as, you know, we've had Neil Kashkari from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank here, and he said that something significant as the Bakken drives not just the state economy, but really a large region of people that it draws, and certainly continue to need workers. I actually had somebody from the Belfield area that you and I know, ND Energy Services, that they're trying to find and hire workers for the workover rig crew. So jobs are starting to pop back into demand here. So we're going to see good things happen, I think, the rest of this year.
We have a couple minutes left, and I have a number of questions that have just come in, so I'm going to try to go to these. And if you don't mind, give us some quick answers on these. Related to the rig count, down significantly from the past as to, you know, the correlation with the price of oil, right? But 15 rigs now or whatever, and normally if oil's, you know, 60-ish, you'd have a higher number. Is that because of the efficiency of the play right now, getting better at it, or is that because of the uncertainty that's come from the Biden administration, they want to know?
No, I think that we had really addressed the rig efficiency in the last downturn, gone from, 150 rigs down to 55 rigs, and I think the full throttle Bakken's about 55 rigs. Today we're at 15. It's really just the uncertainty of the market, the financial crushing financial impacts of the last 12 months of COVID. Demand is still down. Fortunately, maybe the market's beginning to recover. President Biden's been pretty good for oil prices the last 2 months, but you can see that at the gas pump as well. But just really having trouble attracting interest into energy investment right now, and I think companies and the financiers are still uncertain of what's going to happen. So good question, and we'd like to see that increase, but it's going to take a while.
Last question, the legacy fund also plays a role. How much is the oil and gas industry putting into the legacy fund?
Looks like about a little over $7 billion. I think it's approaching $8 billion in this study I have. It's almost $7 billion as of June 30th of last year. I think 30% of the oil and gas tax revenues go into the legacy fund. That legacy fund now is kicking off earnings of about $400 million a year, and that's the debate that's going on at the legislature right now, which, we have encouraged everybody as we speak. There's a bill in the Senate Finance and Tax Committee talking about
get involved in that debate, folks. Yeah,
spending.
Absolutely. What should we do with it? Get involved in that debate. Got
to
go.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats and Republicans are growing impatient about the conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas could bear the brunt when he testifies in the House on Wednesday. Representative Bernie Thompson, chair of the Homeland Security Committee, will lead the questioning. Some Texas Democrats also remain perturbed they didn't get any warning a White House delegation would be visiting their state 2 weeks ago. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is ramping up criticism of Iran and mainland China. On Tuesday, Johnson told Parliament that Iran and China are posing a growing threat to the free world. Another takeaway from the speech, the Prime Minister said he will increase Britain's arsenal of nuclear warheads by 40% amid President Biden's failure to stand up to global threats. President Biden will hold his first solo press conference on the afternoon of Thursday, March 25th. It's been over 100 years since a new president waited so long in office before holding a presser. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wednesday means it's time for a Wednesday Wheels deal. Our friends at Puckridge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. We got a 2017 Ford Escape on the lot today. This was obviously a trade-in at Puckridge. Chevy, Buick, GMC right there at the Valley City store. Now, this thing is a 2017 SE four-wheel drive. Has about 51,000 miles on it. It's got the EcoBoost 2-liter four-cylinder turbocharged VCT engine. This gets great gas mileage, got good power, you know, for the interstate. It is blue, has that unique blue with the gray and black cloth interior. All-wheel drive, which means safety when the weather gets nasty out. Android, Apple CarPlay, the backup camera, the keyless entry. Single-owner trade-in. Sold by Puckledge. Puckledge specializes in single-owner vehicles. $18,995 originally. Now it's at $18,000. You just tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind. They'll get you the good deal. Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Bismarck, Valley City. Call them. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Let's see here. We have... I wanted to play that conversation I had yesterday with Ben Koppelman about the Nickel Trophy. And the Nickel Trophy has, as I said earlier, has some history in the rivalry between UND and NDSU in football. And it was awarded for many, many years to whoever won. It was a big deal. I mean, a big deal out of it. Sometimes they'd steal the Nickel Trophy. Remember that? You know, like NDSU's some fraternity would come up. They'd steal it from UND if they wanted. And there was always these different, you know, games over the years. Well, when that rivalry went away because of the move to Division I by NDSU, and then later, you know, UND did that, the rivalry went away. You know, it went away. Now it's back, and the State Heritage Center is saying we really don't have a place for this, and it's kind of going to be in the basement. So how about we loan it out? And the legislature has gotten in the middle of this and said maybe we can pass the legislation. So Ben Koppelman is you know, the person that does remember. I don't know how many people do the Nickel Trophy and wants to see this done a little bit differently. Now, are you anticipating any controversy on this, Ben?
Well, it is worth noting that the freshmen at UND and NDSU this year, most of them weren't born when this rivalry kind of stalled out in 2003. But I believe it's important to the future generation that they understand the heritage and that we use the history in North Dakota as a rich, proud reminder of where we come from and who we are.
So if you are successful, the winning team of that game will possess the Nickel Trophy to be able to display it and be proud once again.
For 1 year at a time, and then the Heritage Center would essentially retake possession and give it to the next team that won that next year. Could be the same team, could be the other team.
Now, I know there is a Native American depicted on the nickel. Do you anticipate any protests over this?
Well, let's keep in mind that the Nickel Trophy was based on the buffalo nickel, not the bison nickel, which was a U.S. piece of currency, which has a buffalo depicted on one side and a Native American head depicted on the other from somewhere. Neither one of them is the logo of the schools, so it's basically a historical artifact. And so we're just using that as a traditional trophy, regardless of what's depicted on the front and back. So I think we should all be proud of our heritage, and I honestly think it's a very respectful depiction of that Native American head.
You know, I love this. I think this is something we need to, is it the most important thing? No. But come on, our history is important enough. We're going to stop this cancel culture. And it can stop with things like this. So I think it's a fine idea. I hope they pass it. Again, not a life or death issue, but let's remember our history and let's buck the trends here a little bit, you know? Texter says, hey, could you ask Ron what his thoughts are on DAPL? Is it going to keep operating or shut down? I work in the oil field and the rumor is it will be shut down, and this is the biggest fear why we are not attracting drilling companies. I'm sorry that Ron didn't get a chance to answer that. We'll get you an answer on that question and maybe put it up on our social media after the show here today. I know this, that the Dakota Access Pipeline is operating on a permit that came from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So if a judge says shut it down, the company is not going to say, okay, we'll shut it down. They're going to come and say, here's our permit. Here's our permit. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's at a minimum going to be litigated for a long, long time and is not going to shut down if Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is successful in getting a judge to try and shut it down. Not to mention, they're going to have to do that over the objections of a fellow by the name of Mark Fox, chairman of the MHA Nation, who has said, look, you're affecting our sovereignty here now too, Standing Rock, by doing this. So a bad, bad deal. Leroy in Cyrus, Minnesota, and then we're going to go to Andrew Giuliani and talk about everything that's happening on Newsmax, where the news is happening. Andrew, in a moment, but first Leroy. What's on your mind, Leroy? Take it away.
Mark Zuckerberg, you talked about him earlier this morning. I heard about it. And so my thoughts for this is I've gone through absolute proof segment three times, and I think there's a tie between what Mark Zuckerberg wants to get information on and what Dr. Shiva went through and what Mary Fanning went through. And I think there could be a tie there, and I wanted you to know about it.
No, I think you're right. I think no doubt about it. If you look, for instance, again, what is Absolute Proof? Absolute Proof is a documentary with subject matter experts in all these areas. Okay, you can say they're crackpots, but nobody said these people are wrong. They have an opinion in their particular area. My favorite happens to be General Thomas McInerney. General Thomas McInerney is not a crackpot. He was the number three man in the Air Force. He was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. The guy is the gold standard of retired military officials. And he talks about a program that he was part of designing called Hammer and Scorecard that were designed by the U.S. intelligence apparatus and the military after 9/11. And the idea after 9/11 was to say, we have bad actors out there, we need to watch them. And this was about watching them. This was about seeing where they send emails, seeing what they're doing, and the ability to get into the voting machines, computers, everything else, right? And what General McInerney says, this has been turned on us. This is used by James Clapper, John Brennan, and the Obama intelligence apparatus turned on us. But for four whistleblowers who were told not to watch November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, coming forward and saying, wait a minute, here's what happened. 60% of the intrusions are from China. Now, most of the media is scared to talk about this because they're being sued. So this ultimately will have to be settled in a court of law, but this is real. And to your point on Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg is shutting down Mike Lindell. He's saying, you're canceled, Mike Lindell. You can't say that. Why not? You can debate the information. I kid you not, my favorite fact check by Facebook, a day after the election, and I'm willing to tell you, every time I heard about voting machines, my eyes rolled into the back of my head. Because I've heard it for so long, I'm like, oh, just give me a break. Come on, people. And I just literally thought it was one of those things you just hear, but there's never any there, okay? So I posted it because somebody was saying, I forget who it was, but it was some fairly credible example of how they were being used. I think it was General McInerney in some interview he did. So I posted it up, and they immediately flag it, called it false. So I go into their actual fact checker, Leroy, and I say, what are they saying that makes this false? And I kid you not, here was the explanation for it being false. Facebook's fact checker called Dominion and one other company and said, are these connected to the Internet? No, they're not connected to the Internet. Oh, okay. Nothing to see here. We're gone. I mean, that's like calling Toyota when there's a recall and saying, hey, Toyota, did you do anything wrong with that recall? No, no, we did nothing wrong. I mean, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. That's how stupid it is. So you're right to connect the dots, Leroy, for sure. Absolutely.
Well, I guess the thing that I keep thinking about that I have a think I know a little bit about, and that is this whole business when I talk to other people, they'll say you can't make a computer do certain things. And I disagree with that. I think a computer can be written in such a way that it will do anything you want it to do.
Well, here's my favorite thing about on your point on this. I've talked to IT experts, and they say, well, pretty much any computer can show you all the good stuff and hide the bad stuff. And so it knows when you're looking, and these voting machines have different layers. So you're absolutely right on that, Leroy. I appreciate the call. Andrew Giuliani is here. He might like this little piece of legislation that has passed the North Dakota legislature that now is on the governor's desk. And it says that Mark Zuckerberg or any other individual cannot privately donate to elections. They can't be part of elections and donate to cities and counties and townships and then ask for reporting on it. And that's before our governor right now. I don't know if any other states have done this, but we know that the Zuckerbergs gave upwards of $600, $700, $800 million, bought voting machines in some counties. And actually, one North Dakota county said, well, we use it to buy pizza for our election workers, like the $87,000 okay. they got. So I don't know if you don't have...
One
you know, yeah. Is that crazy, Andrew, or what? I mean, my gosh. You can't make it up.
Scott, one last question. Do you know if Mark Zuckerberg made contributions like that into Minnesota?
I don't, but I'm sure if he did it in North Dakota, he probably did it in Minnesota. I don't know the answer to that, Leroy, but we'll check it out. I appreciate your call. Andrew, what do you
Thank
make
you.
Of this? What do you make of this? Is this a Newsmax-worthy story that Zuckerberg is pouring money into cities and counties and election apparatus and that North Dakota is saying no thanks? You like that story?
Absolutely. It's one of the things that we knew following the election. We saw it beforehand. I think one of the things that it proposes and why this piece of legislation is so interesting in North Dakota is what big tech was doing was that in-kind donation to the Democrats. When you think about the censorship that actually was going on and how they were actually modifying whatever President Trump was saying when he did have a Facebook and a Twitter account. So I think it's fascinating. I think it is a newsworthy story. It's certainly something that I want to keep on tracking and actually read the piece of legislation. This is the first time I'm being informed about it right now. So thank you, Scott, for letting me know. I'd love to actually dig into the legislation and look at it and track it.
And as the sponsor of the bill said, look, if the Zuckerbergs care enough about North Dakota and these counties, donate money to the county. Don't donate it to specifically tied to election, apparatus and say you need special reporting on it. The whole thing smells to high heaven for sure. Yeah.
It's a great point.
What else do I want to ask you? I noticed when I just spun through the channels in my hotel room this weekend that Midco still doesn't have Newsmax on, which is why we pledged to have Andrew Giuliani on, who is a correspondent at large for Newsmax, once a week until that changes. I did talk to some people at Midco, and they say, well, we look at that all the time. We're looking into it, and I'm getting an answer. Somebody says, well, because Dish Network has it, they don't want to compete with Dish Network, but that would be the first, right? You tell me.
It's number four ranked in cable news. It's number two by conservatives. Newsmax is number two. And we're dominating OTT platforms. So people, until Midco carries it, they can download the Newsmax app on their device and see it. We like to say that we're real news for real people, but we're also for the people because if you have an internet connection or if you want to go to the library and where they have an internet connection and tune in, you could just tune into NewsmaxTV.com or download the app and get it. But let's get Midco to carry it.
Let's get Midco to carry it. If you're paying big bucks, by the way, I was paying like $200 a month to Midco, and I finally said I'm not paying that to yell at the TV anymore. So I got Roku for $40 and hooked it up to the internet and watched the Newsmax every night. More with Andrew Giuliani coming up. Don't go away.
Understanding estate planning. Mark Wagner is here from ND Estate Services to tell you how to avoid probate. It costs a ton of your money. Eliminate guardianship. Minimize taxes. Why give it to the federal government and protect your heirs? How can you help, Mark?
Great question, Scott. First of all, we want to help people who want help. It's really our job, our calling, to take a complicated process and really make it simple and easy for your family, especially at the time where they need it the most, at a death, or when you're unable to be responsive, you're incapacitated.
And you do that for a flat fee?
Yeah, we have a flat fee that includes all the attorney work that you need, which would be $39.50, includes all the legal documents.
Avoid the squabbles among the family. Avoid the huge check going to Uncle Sam. NDEstateServices.com or call 701-318-0908 now. Don't wait. Tomorrow may be too late. 318-0908. Call Mark Wagner.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size fountain pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays at a PetroServe USA near you. Plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. See it, reserve it. 4/3/21, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The GMC Hummer EV. SUV, it is coming. Meanwhile, shop, click, drive. And by the way, your warranty lasts a lifetime in all new Buicks, GMCs, and most of the late model used cars, too. Find your favorite at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
PetroServe USA serving up great lunches today. Grab-and-go convenience and home cooking, plus the lowest oil prices, gas prices, rather. You fill up, you're going to get choices, a lot of choices. Unleaded 88, probably the lowest price one you pay there. E85, obviously, as well, if you have a flex fuel vehicle. But a lot of great savings there on the Marathon brand, the Cenex brand, PetroServe USA locations, but also great food. chicken pot pie in Euland today, Glendon chicken tater bake, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Salisbury steak, goulash on 12th Avenue at I-29, Harwood and I-29, meatloaf dinner, Valley City exit 292 off I-94, pulled pork or French dip sandwiches, and the country fried steak is on special, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, PetroServe USA. A couple minutes left with Andrew Giuliani. I just had a texter tell me that Midco told this customer that they don't have enough bandwidth to carry Newsmax, and this particular customer said that was a BS excuse. There's a lot of channels that could go if there's not enough bandwidth. Like you say, number two now, number four overall, and have just on the heels of Fox. You know, Greg Kelly shows regularly winning. And overall viewers, in a very short period of time, number two. So stay on Midco. I'm not going to stop it. Anybody else, I don't know, Cable One, I don't know if they have it, but I know Midco, I think Chris Whitey has said, one of the bigger cable players in the country that doesn't have Newsmax, right? Andrew?
For you, Scott, an 800% increase in viewers per minute over the last 6 months, since the third quarter of 2020 to now, an 800% increase in viewers per minute. So, as my former boss used to say, it sounds like that excuse that they gave to one of your listeners is fake news. So,
more fake news. Yeah, we hate that.
More fake news.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
All right, another question for you. What is the big story right now on Newsmax? Is it the mess at the border? Is it Biden and this incredible overreach? What do you see as sort of the top story right now that is most of your viewers concerned?
Well, I think the border probably is the big story this week. I mean, we continue to see a surge there. From what I saw just yesterday, it looks like it's going to be a 20-year high in terms of the surge at the border. Obviously, what's going on with how they're using children to basically skirt around Biden's new executive orders. I think that is the number one story. But certainly what's gone on with, H.R. 1 and whether that's going to ultimately stand any type of a chance in the Senate if they decide to tackle the filibuster. And then the $1.5 billion media tour that the Biden administration is doing to sell the American people on this $1.9 trillion, quote, COVID relief bill. And I call it the COVID Relief Act, in quotes, because it really has nothing to do with relief when less than 9% of it is actually going to immediate COVID relief. So I think those are the main stories still that we're talking about. But the border probably is the number one issue. And unfortunately, it's an issue that I don't see being solved here anytime soon. I was happy to see that President Biden yesterday ended up saying that he asked people to stop actually coming to the border. But where was he the first 60 days of his presidency? Why did it take so long for him to do that stuff?
Yeah, talk about too late, too little, too late. My gosh, that was almost embarrassing to even say that now.
Yeah.
You know, and
exactly.
They got exactly what they wanted there. It is a big, big mess. And I don't know if you remember the Kevin Cramer race against Heidi Heitkamp. Kramer, the Republican, won by 11 points against what was considered then a safe seat for Democrats. And mm-hmm. I was amazed, but in North Dakota, a huge percentage of that win was credited to illegal immigration, because her position was at odds with North Dakota voters on illegal immigration. I don't think this is a winner for Democrats politically, do you?
No, I don't think it is at all. Look, my wife is an immigrant from Lithuania, and she is very, very passionate about this issue specifically. We believe in immigration in the country. I mean, New York, where I'm from, it's a melting pot. It's a city of immigrants. But there is a process. There's a way to do this. And flooding the southern border is not the way to do it. And the Biden administration is not just looking the other way. They're encouraging it through their policy.
Yeah, very fascinating it is. Andrew Giuliani, at large, contributor for all the Newsmax shows, watching there. One texter asked a question that I've heard from time to time. It said, is Newsmax still screwing over Mike Lindell? And I think that goes back to some sort of agreement that because of a lawsuit against Newsmax that Mike would not mention Dominion or I forget the other, you know, Smart Tech, these voting machines. And he didn't get the message that he wasn't supposed to do that. And so Mike even himself has said, hey, Newsmax has been great to me. But is there anything else in the way of a quote-unquote rift with Mike Lindell and Newsmax at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I think one of the things that Newsmax did after a bunch of the stores stopped carrying MyPillow was offering MyPillow on Newsmax. They wanted to make sure that they brought Mike on as much as possible because they thought what these big retailers were doing was truly a form of tyranny. When you go after somebody's business because of their political views. So we have a strong relationship with Mike. We obviously follow him really closely. We want to see his company thrive and succeed. And I know that Chris Ruddy has made sure that he's promoted MyPillow on the station.
There you go. We've once again quashed some more fake news. Andrew Giuliani will keep watching on Newsmax. Thank you. God bless you folks. More tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.